There once was a girl named Nikki. She loved to play in the snow and liked to go to the movies and more. For Christmas, her uncle gave her two handsome nutcrackers. Nikki loved her two handsome and beautiful nutcrackers with all her heart. Before Nikki went to her fluffy, soft, comfortable bed, Nikki named her two nutcrackers Finn and Jake. Then Nikki stared at Finn the Nutcracker's beautiful rose shirt and his blue sky pants and his pitch black boots and top hat. Then stared at Jake the Nutcracker's beautiful rose red shirt and his sea blue pants and also his night sky boots and top hat. Then Nikki looked at the beautiful night sky and said, "What a beautiful night." Then finally she went to her soft, fluffy, comfortable bed and went to bed. While Nikki was asleep, she heard a strange noise coming from the kitchen. Boo! Then she shut the door quietly and Nikki walked carefully out of her room. Into the kitchen. Crash! Nikki heard another strange noise. Nikki slowly walked up behind the wall next to the kitchen and peeked and froze like ice cream. Nikki saw her two nutcrackers alive and eating bread. Wait, bread? Nutcrackers can't eat bread? What's going on? Nikki thought. After 5 minutes, of thinking. Nikki unfroze and tiptoed into the kitchen and said, "Why are you alive? Why are you alive?" We are magical," said Jake. "We are magical," said Jake. "Yeah, we are," said Ben. Afterwards, Nikki calmed down and let me get this straight. You both are magical, right? Right," said Jake. And Finn, it's time, whispered Jake to Finn. "Are you sure that Nikki's the one?" said Finn. I'm sure of it, said Jake. Meanwhile, while Jake and Finn were chatting, Nikki had a crush on Finn. "Okay," said Finn. "Nikki," said Finn. "Yes," said Nikki. "Would you like to come with us?" "Come with you." "Okay, come." "Okay, come," said Jake. "Wait a time. It's time to go," said Finn. "Go where?" Nikki asked. "To Candyland, of course," said Finn. After all that amazing night, in the morning, Nikki was asleep for the whole entire day. The end. Thanks for listening.